Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Stephanie Lecce. For those of you who think you know Milwaukee pretty well, our next guest would like to challenge that notion. Shorewood travel writer Tom Pilarczyk has created a new guide to the city featuring dozens of new ways to explore the city he says is undergoing a 21st century renaissance. Pilarczyk's Milwaukee at Water's Edge offers tips to creating your own urban travel mysteries by visiting little-known city locales. Pilarczyk tells Lake Effect's Nathan Royster why he focused on the area he calls Cosmo Corner.
What I wanted to do is to really focus in on the part of the city that has really a preponderance of attractions and venues that really stress art, history, culture, entertainment. And so to focus on that, which is a very unique part of the city, it's a sliver of 5 miles by 1 or 2 miles. I call it the Cosmo Corner because it's much like cosmopolitan cities, but it's really narrowly concentrated in Milwaukee. And so I focus on those city sections along the water from the Milwaukee River down to its mouth, down the lake shore. And so basically from UWM campus and River West south all the way to the Fifth Ward.
When writing this, did you have a certain demographic in mind or residents or people who haven't been here before, like possible tourists?
Yeah, the answer is yes. It really has resources for tourists, for business travelers who come to the city, for newcomers such as students who move to the city for the university and colleges, for those who, in fact, are young adults moving to the city for the first time, not knowing a lot about Milwaukee, as well as empty nesters moving from the suburbs to the city. In order to really kind of provide for them a resource where they can go deeper than just what a typical travel resource might give them. On the other hand, also wrote it for long-time residents, those who, in fact, might even think that they take advantage of what's in the city. But providing them with a kind of a new way to experience the city by doing an all-day travel experience.
Before reading this book, I didn't think twice about the names Junotown or Walker's Point, and even any of the history on that. Can you explain just like what in Milwaukee's past makes it unique?
You know, all cities are unique. And Milwaukee certainly is unique in terms of the way in which it was founded, where it was founded, and the contributors to how the city developed in time. And so it's interesting in writing any book and doing research on your topic, how you uncover, you know, very interesting things that you never realized. So, for example, the flamboyant playwright Oscar Wilde visited here in the late 1800s, spent time down on water in Wells, I believe, was up on Brady Street, and makes a commentary about Brady Street. And so those little historical nuggets are what make it interesting not only to write a book, but to read a book about the city. My focus, though, in the book really is those who have really made important contributions to the city, especially over the last 15 or 20 years. And in some cases, one might say in a very small way, but really that's not the case. So, for example, you know, the restaurant group that Mike Idle established here now has a number of restaurants from, you know, Trocadero and No Man World Pub to Cafe Hollander and Cafe Benelux. And he's been very conscious in the fact that he was influenced by his European travels and going to Parisian restaurants and, in fact, what those kinds of restaurants really hold for individuals of that city. And so I was really interested in taking a look at how in many places in Milwaukee, it's really people who have a worldly sensibility that have really contributed to the city in one way or the other, from, you know, the Global Union Festival that takes place in Bayview to the Milwaukee Public Market.
So would you say that Milwaukee is one of the more worldly cities in the U.S., or what kind of niche has it carved out for itself?
Well, that's actually why I wrote the book. No, I don't think that it's one of the more worldly cities. It's certainly not a world city, but it has a corner of the city that, in fact, really does have the kinds of attractions and opportunities for urban explorers to take part in, and that's why I wrote the book.
Well, and you use the word urban explorers a lot in this book, too. What does that mean to you?
It means somebody who is open, curious, has a sense of joie de vivre and is interested in really scratching below the surface to find things that, in fact, they were unaware of. For me, a true worldly explorer is really a cosmopolitan, really a world citizen, somebody who's willing to explore everything from the arts to the built environment, from politics to spirituality.
When we speak of cities, sometimes we think of how we get around them. And say in Seattle, you might think of bicycles. In New York, you're probably going to think of the subway. How is the best way to explore this part of the city?
Well, the great thing about Cosmo Corner is that it's the most walkable area of the entire city. There's this online site that is entitled Walk Score, and it scores every metropolitan area of the United States, every neighborhood of metropolitan areas, and it gives a score in terms of your ability to walk to shops and restaurants and bars and bookstores and art galleries and other venues, museums. And so what's really interesting is that Milwaukee, we're the 30th largest city. We're the 15th most walkable city. Well, that's, I suppose, pretty good. But the area that I wrote about has a walkability score that is higher than the most walkable city in the United States, which is New York City, which is also, of course, one of the most cosmopolitan. So I think that one of the advantages of the Cosmo Corner is that it's really walkable if somebody's up to it, right? 5 miles by 1 or 2 miles isn't a lot of space to cover. If it was a square mile, it'd be 4 square miles. So getting around really is an issue of hitting the leather to the ground or biking, as you mentioned. There's bicycle rickshaws. There's, of course, the public transit system. There are taxis, having one's own car, so on.
Have you done the bicycle rickshaw? I keep seeing them around.
Yeah, I think it's a great experience.
Tempted.
Yeah. It, for me, really represents what is unique about River West is one of the city sections I talk about, which is that it is so, I would say, its residents, if you can generalize, are extremely creative, not only in the arts, but as entrepreneurs. And so you find that many of those who spread out around the city as successful entrepreneurs had their beginnings in River West. And the bicycle rickshaw business is just one of them.
Well, what is your favorite experience? Is there something you keep coming back to because it's so so uniquely us or that you'd miss on vacation?
Maybe? Yeah, I mean, I think that one of the things, and I think the State Tourism Agency would say this, as well as a lot of us who enjoy Milwaukee, but the lakefront is really the crown jewel of, I think, Milwaukee. It's what draws people, draws not only residents, but, of course, people from the Midwest and from the nation, just from the specific venues that we have to offer here, especially in the summertime, especially, I guess, from, I would say, May to October. If there's something that I could bottle and take with me wherever I go, it would certainly be the lakefront from all the way from Kenwood Avenue all the way down to the Fifth Ward.
Well, Tom Pilarczyk, thank you for being on the show today.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Milwaukee native Tom Pilarczyk is the author of the new book, Milwaukee at Water's Edge, Resource Guide to the Lively Side. He'll be speaking at Boswell Book Company tomorrow night. You can find more information at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. He spoke with Nathan Royster. I'm Stephanie Lecce. Thanks so much for listening today, and I hope you can catch us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh Air is next.